We are on Saturday Bez and Bez. We are, let's start from actually the last three words in Saturday Bez and Bez. The Gemara says like this, Amar Yehuda Marav, Minayin She'en Kedushin Tovsin B'Yavoma. Right, so we've been talking about the idea that if a woman, right, would be told that her husband passed away, or be told that she was told her husband passed away, and then her only son, the only son he had from him, passed away. Right, so she gets remarried, and then afterwards she finds out actually it was the opposite, right? Really, the son passed away first, and then the husband passed away. So it turned out that she needed the yibam, and she was really she marries yabam, etc. So then, of the ramifications of that. So we've been talking about the question of whether when a yavama goes ahead and marries somebody when she's supposed to really have been, you know, she has a zikah liyibam, what happens in that scenario, right? So Amar Yehuda Marav, minayin she'en kedushin tovsin b'yavama. How do I know that if the yavama goes ahead and tries to marry somebody else, it doesn't work? Shenamar los ya ish es hames hachutza li'ish zar. Right, that this woman who is the wife of the person who passed away should not go hachutza to some other person, right, li'ish zar, some other individual, not the brother. Lo sehe ba havaya lazar. Right, it shouldn't be a havaya. In general, the Torah uses the language of havaya yihyeh to mean that when the Torah talks about, you know, getting married, remarried, it says vayatz, you know, woman gets divorced and gets remarried. Vayatzah v'haisa, she leaves one marriage, v'haisa, and she goes v'haisa li'ishachar, she goes to another man. So haisa haya always refers to kiddushin. So she to getting married. So the Torah says she shouldn't go li'ishah lo sehei ba havaya lazar. She shouldn't go marry somebody else. It's not meaning not just she shouldn't do it, but it doesn't work, right? It doesn't affect kiddushin. Shmuel amar ba'ani yoseinu tzricha get. Right, but Shmuel says in our, you know, poverty, our inability to know certain things for certain. So in that case, meaning the case where the Yavama goes ahead and marries some other man other than the Yavam, so she needs to get me suffik, right? She needs to get. And what was the suffik? Mispikalei l'Shmuel. Shmuel wasn't sure. Halo si eishes hameis ilalav hu da'asa ilalo tafsi ba'kidushin da'asa. Meaning, actually, I said it when I was translating the pasuk, right? Doesn't mean to tell me los, right? Meaning that it's not physically, not physically is the wrong word, but it's not possible, right? Or is it no, that it's possible, you just shouldn't do it, right? And that's exactly the suffix that Shmuel himself was dealing with, and therefore he said mi suffix she has to get a get from any ish zar, the non yavam who she goes to. So Amalei of Mary Bar Rachel or Rav Ashi, Hachi Amar Meimar Halacha Kavasi Dishmul. So Rav Mary Bar Rachel says Rav Ashi that the quotes from Meimar that we actually passing like Shmuel. Then in these scenarios, you have to give a get. He has to give a get misafik because we're not sure whether kedushin is tovsin or not. So okay. So Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says Hashida Amar Meimar Halachas like Kavasi Dishmul. Now that you're telling me that the halacha is like Shmuel, Imhaya Yevama Kohen. So according to what you just told me, so what's going to happen if the, because now that we pass it like Shmuel, and that if this woman goes ahead and marries a non-Kohen, and marries not her Yavam, and then what does she need to do? She needs to get a get from the second man, right? So she gets a get from the second man, and the Yavam was a Kohen. So what's going to happen when he gives her, right? So remember the scenario. She's married to Reuven. Reuven dies. She goes ahead and she marries, Shmerel, right? Who's not her brother-in-law. And then what happens? She finds out, yikes, that was a mistake. Really, you know, the child had died first, or really Reuven died without children. Really, she was supposed to marry Shimon, right, who was Reuven's brother. And she didn't do that. So what does Shmuel have to do? Shmuel has to give her a get, right? Shmuel gives her a get. Fine. So no problem. Shmuel gives her a get, and now she can go, maybe, in theory, go do yibum with her yavam, right? What's the problem? She was just given a get. So that all works great unless Reuven and Shimon are kohanim. If Reuven and Shimon are kohanim, and she gets a get now from Shmuel, right? She's now a grusha, right? So she can't go down and do yibum with her brother-in-law, right? So Rashi says, so wait a second, what's going to happen here? He says, what's going to happen is, if you now that we pass like Shmuel, that she needs a get from this second husband, which wasn't really a husband necessarily. They weren't necessarily married, but it's a suffix. So imhaya yavama kohen, if the yavam is a kohen, so what's going to happen? He can't do yibum with her, right? So she's going to get a get from Shmuel, and now she comes to her to Shimon. So sorry, Shimon, made a mistake. And she comes to him and says, well, too late now. I can't do yibum with you, so I guess I'll do chalitza. Oh, great, she says. You do chalitza with me, and then what? She can go back to Shmuel. And she goes back to the original, to this guy who she had originally married, Be'isser. Right? So says Gemara, really, if that's true, is Guri Iskar, right? He's gonna benefit. He's gonna cash in. Im kein matzinu chote niskar. And if that's true, it turns out that the person who did the avera gets works out for him very well. Because again, if Shmuel had never married her, right, then he wouldn't have had to give her a get. In which case, she wouldn't have been passed to Shimon, and she would have done yibum with Shimon. Right? So it's only because Shmuel had a forbidden relationship with this woman that she now becomes permitted to him in the end. Right? Because if he hadn't married her after her original husband had died, she wouldn't have needed a get from him. And if she didn't need a get from him, she would have been permitted to her to the yavam. In which case, Shmuel never has a chance. Right? So it turns out if that according to this whole approach, you're going to have the chote niskar. You're going to have the person who did the avera. He's going to end up getting rewarded. So fine. That's not what I meant. That's not what Rashi meant. So Ella, what's going on? Ella imhaya yavama Yisrael. No sein la sheni get vehutrala. No. So rather, what does it mean? It means that if the yavam was a Yisrael, right? If the yavam is a Yisrael, that the second husband can give a get and. Once he gives her a get, she can go do yibum with her original yavam. That's what it really means, right? That's the point that Rashi says. Even though, right, she's gonna have to get a get, fine. But once she gets the get, she's permitted now to her yavam. Fine. Okay. So Amrav Gidol Amarav, Amrav Chia Bar Yosef Amarav, Yavama Kiddushin Einba Nisuin Yeshba. Okay. There's a klal. What's the general principle? That a yavama, kiddushin doesn't work for her, but nisuin does work for her. If you're confused, the Gemara is confused too. Kiddushin ain't, but nisuin ain't, but what are you talking about? If she can't, it goes in a process, right? You do kiddushin, then you do nisuin. Okay, in theory, you can do it the opposite direction. But what does this even mean? What does that mean that she doesn't, that kiddushin doesn't work, but nisuin does work? What does that mean? Why would one work and the other not work? That doesn't make any sense. So it says, no, Ema Kiddushin or Nisuin Einba. No, fine. So what you mean to say is that there's no Kiddushin, there's no Nisuin, and you're right. That was a nonsensical phrase, and really we mean that both Kiddushin and Nisuin don't work for her. Fine. This would be against Shmuel, right, who said that it's a suffix, right? But the point is that they're saying, right, according to this, Rav is arguing that Kiddushin and Nisuin don't work at all for Yavama. Okay, v'ibay same, or I'll tell you a different answer. My nisuin yeshba is nus. No, when we say nisuin yeshba, we don't mean that really she's considered married, but rather it has that the nisuin that she does has a status. It impacts her status in the sense that it's, you know, that she's that the if she goes ahead and is mizana with somebody like nisuin, she pretends to be, you know, tries to be married to them, it doesn't work. And she's mezana with them, it has an impact. Why could the Rav Hamanuna? The Amr Rav Hamanuna, because what did Rav Hamanuna say? Shemeres Yabam, Shezinsa, Asura Liyavama. Rav Hamanuna Paskin, that a Shemeres Yabam that goes out and is mezana with somebody else, some other person who's not her original husband, who's not the Yavam, she is forbidden to the Yavam, right? Similar to like an Ashish, right? This kind of brings us back to one of the things we've talked about a lot, right? That the question of whether the Yavam is sort of like an extension of the original husband, it's like they're already married. And in that sense, if a woman is mizana with someone who's not her husband, so what happens? Asur labal, asur labal, right? She becomes forbidden to both people. So the point being here that if you say, it's one thing to say that her relationship with this man who's not really her husband, not her yavam, it doesn't create kiddushin. Fine. It's another thing to say that relationship actually forbids her also to the yavam, right? That's another level. So that's, you know, what the second possibility is that nisuin yeshba, meaning nisuin the act that she does when she's thinks she's married to this new guy, can have yeshba, has an impact on her to the fact that it forbids her to the yabo. Okay, or a third answer. Really goes back to the way we originally, you know, wanted to say that the pshat kiddushin ein ba nisuin yeshba. Right, actually, she doesn't have kiddushin, but she does have nisuin. In what way? Because you might, you know, compare her to a woman whose husband went to Medina Siyam. What are we talking about? What does that mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kedamar meikara nisuin yeshba leinyan get. I mean, we said nisuin yeshba, meaning that she has to be. Meaning, when we said nisuin yeshba, what does it mean? Like we said originally, that nisuin yeshba, that she has to still get a get from him if she is together with the second guy, with some other man. But la mishum de kiddushin yinu, right? Not because she actually did a kiddushin. But el mishum de imithkas la below get asla meimar nami be isha shahalach balam dinas hayam benisis al pi bezdin beidechad teitze below get. Because what's going to happen? If we allow her, right? She went ahead and she got married, right? And everyone else, we think she got married to this second, to this other man who's not her yavam, right? And if we let her just, and if she gets married, and we say, whoa, not marriage, hello, not really married. The son died first, husband died second. So really, you needed yibam, and she's like, oh, I didn't know that, right? And we think she's married. She's living life as a married person. Again, we're not talking about people who do who are trying to violate the isser, right? This time, people made a mistake. Right, she didn't know. And so, like, everyone around her thinks that she's married. And what's going to end up happening? So then they say, so this new person shows up and says, actually, two Adam say, no, it was the opposite. Son died first, husband died second. Really, you're supposed to have done Yibam, and you didn't do that. Big mistake, holy cow. But again, the point is that she's been living her life as married to this other man, right? And if you let her walk away with it, so you say, oh, don't worry. The Gemara Yevamo says that the Kiddushin is in Tofes. Nisun's nothing. Kiddushin Nisun Aimba. Go ahead. You know, just go back to the Yavam and finish. Everyone's like, what are you talking about? Like, one day you're with this man, the next day you're with this man, nothing happened, we didn't do anything, right? So you have to go ahead and give a get, because if you don't do that, it's gonna be confusing to people. But what's the confusion is gonna be people think you left your husband without a get. So but what's the real concern? The real concern is the following case, right? Rashi says. Because we're gonna if you let her go leave without a get, what's going to happen? So back in Rashi, I'm just going to finish that thing we said, that line we said before. Right? This could now result in the following case. The woman whose husband Taka goes away. Right? The woman we've been talking about all along, the woman whose husband left, and she told her husband died, and she marries somebody new with Eidechad. Right? So she also can end up, and he shows up again, right? So, we're going to say, oh, she'll also leave, you know, without a get. So since we don't want those things to happen, we require this woman to leave with to have a get, right? Nisu and Yeshba, that she requires a get now after marrying this guy, because we don't want to have situations like the woman whose husband left and we don't know what happened to him, etc., that where people might in that case also end up allowing her to leave without a get, which would be a big disaster because people are going to think women can leave their husbands without a get. Deha eshes ish gufa shiniskat shal pi bezdin, because an eshes ish who's really married, right? Who got the kiddushin al pi bezdin beidecha teitzi belo get kiddushin afa pi shenasin la acharon get lo pasal minekuna, right? Because even in that case, So that's true if there was this nisuin, but if it was a case situation of she was just niskacha, then she doesn't need a get. Right? That's the point. If she's just niskacha, we're not meaning nisuin. We require this because we're nervous. But if it just had been kiddushin, then just a kiddushin, that we don't have that concern, because after kiddushin, it's not as obvious they're married, etc. So you don't have that same concern. But that the point being nisuin yeshba. Third pshat is nisuin yeshba in the sense that we still require her to get a get, so that people shouldn't make mistakes and think, you know, she just, you know, that she left her husband without a get. Fine. So back in the Gemara, I'm Rav Yannais. It said Rav Yannais fellows. Bechabura nimnu v'gamru en kiddushin tovsim b'yavama. Rav Yannais says, we made a decision at the chabura. We made up, gave a psak. Kiddushin is not tovis b'yavama. Good. So Amalei Rav Yochanan, Rebbe, lo mishnah seinu hizu? He says, wait a second. Thank you so much for the psak, but we have a beferish mishnah that passed in this way. Right? I mean, you have a beferish mishnah. I don't need that amarayim to tell me that something's the halacha. The mishnah told me that already. Right? This non. It was taught in the mission the following. Ha'omer li'isha harayat mekudeshes li. And so God gives kiddushin to a woman with the, under one of the following conditions. Okay? La'achar she'es gayer. Right? Meaning, you mekudeshes to me after I convert. Meaning, at the moment when he says harayat mekudeshes li, he is not Jewish. Right? La'achar she'es gayeri. Right? After you convert. Meaning, at the moment he gives the kiddushin, she's not Jewish. La'achar she'es shtachrer. After I become freed as a slave, meaning at the moment he does the kiddushin, he's still an eved. La'achar she'tishtachari. After you become freed, meaning that she's the slave at the moment of the kiddushin. La'achar she'yamos balech. Imagine that one. All right, a woman is married to somebody else, and a man gives her a ring and says, "Harry, I'm a kiddush asleep at the bat zu, because that's Moshe Yisrael after your husband dies." Okay. La'achar she'tamos achosech, or he says, after your sister dies, because he's already married to the sister, and if he's married to the sister, he can't marry the second sister, right? Or he says, right, she's a yevama and she's a zikah liyivam to somebody else, and he gives her kiddushin and says, harayat mekudeshes li, after it'll be chal after the chalitza takes place. What's the halacha? Einu mekudeshes. Okay, that doesn't work, right? Why doesn't that work? So you might argue, what's the reason why the case that matters for us is the last case, right? Why is the fact that if you make the condition, you mekudesh is to me after you get yivam from your yavam, and it doesn't work. What's the possible reason is? Because we just said, kiddushin is not tovis by yavama, right? She's the yavama, and there's just like kiddushin is not tovis by a woman who's not Jewish, right? Just like kiddushin is not tovis by a, you know, whatever, all these different cases, by a man who's himself not Jewish, but all these cases. The same thing, kiddushin, right? It's nice that you want to say it's after it's going to happen, but Lamaisa, right now, she's a Yavama, and kiddushin isn't tovis by Yavama. So you see, what do you need to paskin for me? You know, we ninnu v'gamru, we paskin, kiddushin not tovis by Yavama. We have a fairish mishnah here that tells us that halacha. It's a gemara in kiddushin. Okay. So Amalei, so he says back to him, "E lav the delay lacha chaspa mi mishkachas marganisa tuse." He says the fact that you think it's so obvious, that's what the mission says. If I hadn't set it up for you, basically, it's like if I hadn't told you that this was, you know, the din, you never would have read the Mishnah that way. Are you only reading the Mishnah that way because I taught you this halacha in the first place? Right? So because we pasken this way and we said conditions natoves by Yavama, that's why you're reading this Mishnah. To you know, in this way, meaning he's basically saying you're right. At this point, the answer is you're right. But it wouldn't have been so obvious from the Mishnah if we hadn't taught it that way. And that's why we had to say nimi v'gamru paskin that kiddushin is not tovis b'yavam. Okay, so amalei Reish Lakish ilav the kilascha gavra rabba have a mina leich ana. Masnis and Rabbi Akiva, right? I would have said to you something different. He goes, you're Gavarab, you're Bitam Chacham, so fine. He says, but if you weren't, I would have told you a different shot in the Mishnah. What would I have said? This Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, and it has nothing to do with Kiddushin being Tovis by Yevama, but it's like the Sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Why? The Amar in Kiddushin Tovsin Bechavi Lavin. Because Rabbi Akiva holds, we mentioned this before, that Kiddushin doesn't work by an Isser that's an Isser Lav. Right, so if a ish chutz, an ish zar who's not the yavam marrying the yavama is a isser lav. So losa say, and that's why, and that's the reason why this kiddushin that doesn't work. Okay, vi Rabbi Akiva ki amala la'acha shiachlots leich yavameich. Litvisi about kiddushin. Question: well, not so fast. It's not true because even if it's Rabbi, if this sheet of Rabbi Akiva. So then, after he says to her, you know, harayat mekudeshes li, after your yavam does chalitza with you, litvisi ba kiddushin. It's not true. I would say actually that the kiddushin should work in that case. Why? Da shamin le Rabbi Akiva da amar adam makne daver shalom bala olam. So the reason why, according to Rabbi Akiva, this kiddushin should actually work, if that's really the reason, I'll tell you that wouldn't be correct. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that a person can be makne davar shalom b'olam. What does it mean that? What does it mean adam makne davar shalom b'olam? It means if there's something that doesn't exist. Let's give the example now, and we'll close with this last case. This non, the Mishnah says as follows: Konam shani osei leficha ein sarech lahafir. Rabbi Akiva omer yefer shemet tadif alav yosef min aroylo. So what's the case? The case is the following: a woman. The halacha is in general, right, that a husband is required to take care of his wife, take care of her financial needs, to take care of her physical needs, etc. So since the husband's chayef for the mezonos of his wife, he has to pay for his wife. It's his responsibility. If the wife goes ahead and she makes some money, so that money technically belongs to the husband. Because, I'm the one who's paying for everything for you. So if you make money, it goes back to him. Okay. So what if the woman says, Konam, I just take the language of a neder, that anything that I make doesn't go to you, right? That my ma'aseh adam aren't going to come to you. So the Tanakhama says, he doesn't, and she takes the neder. So the Mishnah says, she doesn't have to make, he doesn't have to do hafaras nadar. Why not? Because it doesn't work, right? The halacha is that the money belongs to him. So you can't make such a neder. Okay, look at Rashi. Isha sha'amra labayla ma'ani osel of malacha yehei asar. Whatever I make is forbidden for you. That money goes to him automatically. Don't need a nether. Right? But Rabbi Akiva holds, so yefer, he has to. Why? What happens if she makes more money, right, than he's required to give her? In which case, the whole concept doesn't construct as wrong. She's making more money than him. In that sense. So if she's making more money than he's supposed to give her, then that money really does belong to her. It does belong to her, and she can make a neder. There's only one problem. That money doesn't exist yet. Right? She didn't go to work. Right? So that's a davar shelo bal olam. It's a money that doesn't exist yet. So the fact that Rabbi Akiva is concerned, right, that he should do hafaras nedarim because maybe that money, taka, she's going to make more than he's required to give her, in which case she really should keep it. In which case, when she makes a neder, the neder is chal. Why is the neder chal? It doesn't exist. Answer is, Rabbi Akiva holds a machna, adam machna davar shel bal olam. So if he holds that way, that would explain why, even if you hold that kiddushin is tovus b'yavama, mechave lavin, that Rabbi Akiva still should hold that in the case where he says, Hari conventionally, after the chalitza is done, that should still be a concern because she didn't yet have chalitza. It's okay. It's davar shel bal olam, and Rabbi Akiva thinks that's valid. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up next week.